Via remote, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown. The United States registered its deadliest day from the coronavirus since May on Wednesday, while also adding nearly 200,000 infections to a wave of new cases that is by far the worst the country has experienced at any time during the pandemic. More than 89,000 people were hospitalized as of Wednesday, another record figure that comes amid worries that today's Thanksgiving holiday will lead to even more infections with people traveling to gather with family and friends. Officials in many states have put restrictions in place to slow the spread of the virus. However, the U.S. Supreme Court issued a temporary order blocking New York State from enforcing attendance limits at houses of worship in areas that have seen infection spikes. The U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention and state and local governments have been strongly urging people to stay at home and keep their Thanksgiving celebrations small this year. Meantime, U.S. President-elect Joe Biden said America is not going to lose the war against the coronavirus. Biden said Wednesday the first vaccines against the coronavirus might be available by the end of December, while vowing to, in his words, get the entire country immunized as soon as we can. President Trump said it was a great honor to pardon his former national security advisor, Michael Flynn, taking aim in the final days of his presidency of the Russia investigation he long insisted was motivated by political bias. Trump also granted clemency to longtime confidant Roger Stone just days before he was to report to prison. For more news, please join us at voanews.com with the VOA mobile app. Via remote, this is VOA News.